What's up, everybody?
What's good, people?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? I am one of your hosts, Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host, Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank and various other things.
If this is your first time ever tuning in with us, whether it be on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, all the other places that we are, or if you're watching us on YouTube, thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
We hope that you subscribe as well as rate us to make us more discoverable for other people. And join us every other week for a new podcast.
Yes.
Where we talk about what we talk about, babe.
We talk about a little bit of everything. Relationships, politics, religion, gold teeth.
Gold teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? When have we ever talked about
this? No, we haven't.
We could, though, because I have an obsession.
Angel does.
I like skull teeth. Not all of them, but we can talk about that later. Yeah. If you aren't following us, let me tell you where you can follow us. I am That Chick Angel on every single social media platform. And tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't On The Book.
Yes.
And I ain't.
Yeah, he's not. Thank God that Instagram allows this post to go straight to Facebook. Yeah. But you know you already got over 400 and something.
Yeah, I saw
followers.
That. I need to
start doing some over
yes,
there.
Yes, I do.
You can start doing lives over there every now and again. You know how we do
You live. Need to link all of that together.
No, I can't. You have to choose a platform that
you
want to do.
You are my administrator and I pay you to do a job.
You pay me nothing. Okay, first of all, let's start there.
First of all,
I am your manager, your CEO.
No,
okay?
No,
your CFO, all of that.
No.
And as those titles.
Look at you smelling your piss.
And it smells delicious. But yeah, you can start doing lives on Facebook. Like, pick a day to do it and just do it on that day.
All right. That's where y'all can find me.
And you can find. You got to start learning how to plug this. This should be one of the first things you plug. Man shit. Your beard and body butter that they can get on manshit.com, spelled manshyt.com. You can also follow it on Instagram, even though we don't have content going up on there yet, at getmanshit, GetManshyt.
Okay, I thought I was trying to be polite and let you finish.
When have
your
you ever been polite?
Well, maybe I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, but people like you are keeping me from doing it.
Listen.
So blame yourself. Get man shit, y'all.
Yes, $15. Thank you for all those people who have already purchased.
It.
I actually.
Yeah, let me know what y'all think. Quite a few people hit me back, got reorders. But yeah, let me know what y'all think if y'all order some.
I actually got my merch in today that I designed, and I'm not happy with the coloring. Even though if you're on YouTube, you can see the product is available and you can order it, but I think I might try to turn up the color a notch. So hopefully that'll be out sooner than later.
Sprinkle some flavor on it.
Sprinkle some flavor. Yeah, if you were to scroll down, he's looking for the comment of the week. Did you see it? You didn't tell me you saw it. Okay.
Saw last week.
All right. So this is our segment that I do believe will be titled In My Feelings. I like that title.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I don't hate it.
Okay, well.
I ain't thought of no other title. So
I think In My Feelings works perfectly because we're talking about good feelings and bad feelings. You could probably hear the baby in the background. And if you're watching, you can see we have a guest in the background. Our good friend Brescia is here in studio with us. She came by to visit and we were like, we're about to record the podcast. And she likes the topic that we're going to talk about. But we'll bring that up in a second. In My Feelings. So let me tell you what pissed me off because it happened today.
What?
You ready? I was in the grocery store after I got off work and I am pushing my cart. I'm on the phone with Denora and there's a lady who is kind of like, we're coming towards each other with our carts. And I am not in a space yet where I'm going to be able to turn my cart as of yet, but I plan on doing it once I'm in that space so she can get by me.
Yeah.
Well, I see that she's kind of like, it seems like talking to herself. She's like, whatever. What did she say? Did she say like you're a loser or something? She's bad mouthing, but I'm realizing I'm thinking she's talking on the phone, but I realize she doesn't have an earpiece. Like, so who is she talking to? Well, then I'm in the produce section and I laugh at something Denora says. And then what catches my attention is she's like rolling up near me and she then mimics my laugh and it's like, ah, ha, 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 you again. She's such a loser. Ugh. And I was like, excuse me.
I didn't know any of this.
Y'all. I know. I haven't had a chance to talk to you. I said, excuse me, ma'am, are you talking to me? And then, like, she keeps going and she like kind of like flips her hair. And y'all, the channel doesn't know this yet and the podcast doesn't know it. I just started like a fast with my family today. We're doing the Daniel fast. Well, I personally am doing the Daniel fast, which is like being a vegan without adding like a bunch of sugar and processed stuff to your diet. And the devil was trying to have me act a daggone fool because I was about to be like, we can do this now. I'm over here hungry and I will take out all of my frustration on you today. But we were parked near each other too, like not too close, but close enough. But that was the end of our interaction. But I was just, she seemed halfway crazy.
This is what I've actually, it's been a while now. I just ignore it. Like, all right, clearly you got some issues. I'm going to go ahead and walk away.
I wanted her to air those issues. I did. I wanted her to air those. And
she can't help it. That's what you got to tell yourself. She can't help it.
Denora was telling me, she was like, there was a woman, I haven't seen the video, Brisha might have seen it, of a costumer inside of a Rite Aid yelling, kill all the N-words. All of the N-words. Like, kill them all. I hate them. This is a unioned wardrobe costume person. That went off not in no the middle more. Of writing. Oh, yeah. No, she lost her job. She surely did lose her job. She was like, yeah, people are crazy out here in these streets. So anyways, that's what pissed me off. What's got you in your feelings?
You know what? You know me, usual traffic stuff.
But, just the usual.
Yeah, just irritation. Usual stuff. But it's like kind of the same thing that's got me in my feelings. I'm also is excited too. I don't know. Well, so. Because I'm entering this, I'm hitting both topics. I feel like, not even feel like, I'm entering this more spiritual realm of my life. So what's pushed me to that is the trial and tribulations.
No, come on.
That I seem like I'm going through right now.
TNT.
So yeah, the TNT. So they're kind of pushing me into this whole more spiritual realm. So on one hand, I'm like, excited to see, all right, so what's this going to turn into? Because apparently I have some real major things about to happen if things are fighting this hard against me.
Okay.
Be it the devil or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like, all right, some big things are about to happen that's in my favor. So that's why I'm encountering all this stuff. So let me double down and, you know, be at one, even more one with myself and my thoughts and change the way I look at things and my whole outlook and pray more and all of that.
Okay.
I pray a lot anyway. Just ain't even praying. I like have constant conversations with God out there every day.
That's good. I need to work on that.
A lot of times, I don't know if it's good or not.
What?
Because it'll be like a thought like in my mind and at the same time something will happen and I'll just act like I ain't got God on long lines. It's like, you
I'm
like, oh shoot, that's right. I was talking to you, wasn't I?
Did
I mute it?
No. Did I mute the line?
So the same things that's gotten me going looking to that whole more spiritual realm has also it got me excited. Is the things that's like, oh, why am I going through this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad about that because yesterday you were in a mood yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
You remember you were slamming cabinets?
Oh, no, DMV. That was DM God dang V.
I was like, dear God.
Is the devil.
Was throwing a small little tantrum up here.
I'm trying to give y'all idiots my money and y'all making this difficult for me. They say God rules over everything. It's kind of like a rule in the Bible that's unwritten. It's like, that's one place he does not have any say-so. DMV or anything involving
the
DMV.
Stupid. He has a no say-so over.
Yeah.
I am feeling good. A couple of things. I actually am really excited about this fast, even though it's a lot of times in our family, when we hit this fast, it feels like all hell truly breaks loose in our life. But I also know that a lot of times at the end of the fast, there's like a different place that I have reached mentally, spiritually, that kind of like fuels me to like keep going, keep doing. There's like a closer relationship that I feel like I develop with God. And I lose weight. Hallelujah. So look forward to the whole like double for your trouble type of deal that I get with that. I'm also really excited because I finished writing the sketches that I needed to do, and I felt really good about them. Like it's sometimes I am a very confident person on a regular basis. Like I do have a surety in a lot of my talents, and not just a surety like, oh, I'm the best. I usually am very realistic about where I am as far as my talent. So it allows me to be confident in whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Writing is one of the ones that I have a hard time feeling very strong in, just because it is a muscle that I don't work as often as stand up or as often as acting. So to write and know that nobody's going to look at those scripts and be like, this is garbage. Like anybody who reads it will be like, oh, this is good. Whether or not the scripts end up becoming anything, you know, we'll wait and see what the Lord says. But I'm just proud that I was able to pull it off. And when I sent it to my reps, that they weren't like, we can't send this in. Hey, they were like, this is good. So that is what's got me feeling good. You laughing? Oh my God. If you all aren't following me on Instagram, you all need to follow me on Instagram, because me and my son just finished his project, which was for most significant Americans. And he, because he was being lazy, chose Apollo Ono, who was a speed skater in the Olympics. And we had to make a bottle doll out of him. And when I say we nailed it.
The only reason it came up, because the book is sitting on the table and I'm looking like, who is this random?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's right. That's our son.
That was one of our sources. There was
an episode of Blackish where Anthony Anderson, I don't know who, was talking about how his son could have been any character that Chadwick Boseman has played. And I'm like, you could have picked literally anybody that he's played in a movie, and you come up with whoever was at the top of this list. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then he gonna come home telling me quotes from Muhammad Ali. Don't tell me nothing about Muhammad Ali when that's not who you chose. Okay. I mean, Apollo seems like a great guy. He was on Dancing with the Stars, which our friend Wendell always wanted to be on. So hey, like there's some positive things. But anyways, we're going to jump into the topic of the night as we send our children to bed. Go ahead and go to sleep. Love you. Brisha, feel free to chime in if you would like. Okay. Yes, but you can't chime in from all the way back there because the listeners won't be able to hear you. So I have been like listening to podcasts and... good night, babies. Mwah. We got kids that are still up that need to have been in bed 30 minutes ago, over 30 minutes ago. But we love them, so we're not going to be mad. So I've been listening to podcasts and just trying to get, like, ideas of, like, what we could talk about. And something that we've talked about our past before. And I know you all love us going down memory lane.
But y'all going to have to go back to them podcasts through the library and find them.
We've got quite a few.
Yeah.
But this is about... how much of your past should you tell your current partner or significant other? And is there like that's like the question I'm posing as the topic. And also, is there like a it's too late now to bring it up type of situation? Like, because, you know, there are certain things as we're together that I learn about you, but there are certain things that I don't want to now learn about you. 15.
There's some things I don't want you to learn about me. It's like,
Oh, really? Is that the truth?
No, I'm just saying for the sake of the topic.
Okay, no. Well, is it really for the sake of the topic?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Even though, you'll make me pop you in your head, even though we grew up in the same town, truly, it wasn't until right before we started dating that our paths ever crossed. Even though I know a handful of people that he knew, but our paths never crossed. So his past is truly hidden from me. And I guess vice versa, even though I don't have much of a past.
That's what you stuck with, so that's what I decided to let you stick with. I ain't gonna dig into it. It's fine.
I have no problem being transparent. He doesn't want me to be very transparent.
I don't
want to
know all that.
Tell me
so
why.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So of course I think I speak for most men. They do want to know their woman's past, but they don't want to know too much.
Like, what's too much?
Like, all right, remember early on, I don't know why couples do this, but you always do that number game. It's like, how many people have you been with? And mm-hmm. how many people have you been with? So if the woman's number is up there, it's like,
but you have a problem
just
with it?
Just ballpark it, you know, like don't be.
So you don't think that you would have an open mind? Like, we're in 2019. When we met, we were in the 2000s when we started dating. Like, you still have a very old fashioned approach to, if you've been ran through too many times. I shouldn't even say rather. That sounds horrible.
Hey, it is what it is.
If you have chosen to have many partners, you would have a problem with that.
The fact that I could see if it wasn't a discussion early on, but the fact that we've already talked about that, and then you now in this day, like at this current time, be like, well, actually, instead of this, my number's more like 78.
Uh-huh.
Like, now, hold on.
No, that's if that's I'm saying, like, in the beginning, if she said.
Oh, if she's straightforward.
Would you have a problem with that? Be like I don't know if I can deal with this
I'm
girl.
Trying to think back then, I didn't care.
Really?
Not like, I mean, I guess it depends on how serious you see it going. Because you usually don't have those conversations until you realize, oh, I might be getting serious about this person. Well, you should have had it.
At the beginning.
At the very beginning.
Right.
Should be at the top of the resume. Hold on. No, first, I was just trying to get there. Now that I'm there, how many other people? Now that I'm sitting in this seat, how many people done sat here? Because before, my legs are just tired. I was just trying to sit down.
But now I'm trying to buckle
nice
in.
And comfortable. I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. And it reclines?
How many people have been here? Is there like a number that would have made you uncomfortable when thinking about like someone that you want to spend possibly your forever with?
More than mine.
Really? You would have been upset?
I don't know. You're going way back.
A lot okay, has okay. Well, let's deal with now. Let's deal with if we're starting with I don't want to say clean slate, but say we were back out on the dating scene. Uh-huh. What would be
now, see,
your...
we at that age. It's like, now, girl, and you lying because you ain't been married. and you pushing what? There's no way possible.
We got friends that are close to our age that are virgins. So
yeah, but I wouldn't date nobody crazy.
That's what you consider that? If you're older no, and you haven't
partaken. The people we know.
Oh, no, but I'm saying there are people out there in the world that have, women in particular, I don't know many men, that have taken a vow of celibacy until they meet their...
Absolutely. I commend that.
Would you date somebody like that? Like, is there a number
absolutely.
That's...
Absolutely. They wouldn't date me, though.
Yes, they would. If they're trying to get up off of this celibacy, if they try to find their spouse and you seem like husband material, they would date you.
They're not going to make it to marriage dating me. Because I need to know about you.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, I got to test drive the car. That ain't right. I know it ain't.
So everybody you dated, you felt like you had to test drive?
No, but if I feel like it's getting serious, I'm going to need to test drive. I ain't signing them papers.
That's terrible.
It is. But it is what it is.
Brisha, from over in the corner, is that you? You're a test driver as well. Do you feel like you need to test drive the
automobile
equipment?
Before owning it? Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like it's a requirement.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Now, let's say y'all dated, 2 years. Let's say y'all went 2 years, y'all never actually did anything.
Mm-hmm.
The first, I don't know, couple weeks, maybe a month, maybe y'all still getting to learn each other. But then a year and a half down the road after y'all married and things still ain't going good, you had a chance to figure all that out.
But don't you think, I feel like, or maybe I'm just an optimist, I feel like as long as both people are willing, you will find, like...
You would think.
Good. But I mean, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not saying by any means this is right, but that's just how it goes. It ain't right by not any means.
Yeah, I don't like, put like this, there could be a dude who's like dope in bed, but not to several other people. But what he does for me might not be dope. So that's the reason why I'm like, everything is a learning, like a learning process. Like,
all right.
Like
go
ahead,
you go ahead and learn.
No, well, you had to learn me. I'm sure yeah. there's stuff that you.
I'm an excellent student.
And the same thing, I had to learn you. I had to learn, like, okay, I still be trying to learn you. I'd be like, you got to say something. I'll
be trying to teach you. Hell. No, she ain't picked up on this shit. That's all right. I'll work with her.
Well, you know what? You're not the most, like, just say what you want type of person. So that's going to be your problem. You got to say what you yeah. want.
And I had to train you to say what you want. Just say it.
Right. I get it. But that's
I'm an explorer. I'm just going to figure some stuff out. Like, oh, no? Okay, let's try this corner.
Oh, I don't need Dora the Explorer ever. Oh, my gosh.
That's why you're smiling to this day.
Is that why? Yeah. No, that is not why I'm smiling. I am smiling because I love you.
Put on my hiking boots.
So is there a, if you were out here newly single,
yeah, newly single at my age, I don't think a number would be, you know, I would more so want to know history, as in, like, would I have you, like, are you on any videos that I need to be concerned about?
Oh, so would that be a problem if
depending
there
on
is...
the video? Yes.
So tell me what do you mean by, like, if she has like multiple people in the video with it.
Absolutely.
That would be a...
Yeah. Even if you've done it. No. I don't want to possibly run across that.
You don't want to possibly run across the footage or the people that she did that with.
Any of it.
Really? So you don't mind a high number, but you do mind if a lot of that number happened at one.
Hell. Yeah, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I want to know your parameters.
What's a lot of numbers? What's a lot of people?
I don't know what a lot of people is. See, more than one, you start with a crowd. Yeah,
three is a crowd.
So, like, is that for you? Would you be like, oh,
because I'm like, because here's my thing. Mm-hmm. All right, that was on video. What else happened that ain't been on video? Y'all go to sleep. What else happened that ain't been on video? What am I not going to see? Mm-hmm. Like, the video is just like a, ooh, maybe we can move past this, but wait.
But the video might be the worst thing.
It's probably not.
But here's the thing. You're talking about a video, but there are people who don't video anything.
And
that
I'm
good
with that. But the video exists. It's possible. When a kid could run it, my mom might find that video. You know, she's on the internet now.
And no, she was hunting for that video. She find it. That's not.
Like, funny. Look. Is this what you want, Marcus? Look at this.
So you think she would do it? She would not do that.
But there are some mamas that would.
Yes, but your mama's not their mom. We talk about you. Your mama wouldn't do that. So if a chick had a video, so you would prefer a chick whose number, let's say, exceeds 40 over a chick that might, in her past, had a video leak from her phone that has, like, a low number.
I don't know. It depends on the chick, too. Maybe she got a bunch of qualities. I'm willing to overlook that.
So granted, I know you're not a Kim Kardashian fan, but that couldn't be. Like, she was just with one dude in a video that everyone has now seen.
I still ain't seen that video.
I've seen it, but everyone has a lot of people have seen it. Would you discount her because of that? Because a lot of times that's what happens. Like, obviously there are people who are actually shooting this stuff with the purpose of other people seeing it, but some people shoot it for their own personal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, might not be that big of a deal.
What's that?
But if there's multiple people, that is for a lot of people to see. You don't just video yourself and two other people.
Well, sometimes people don't even know they're being videoed.
Yeah, that's true too.
But you would still be
it
like...
It depends on the purpose. The person. The person. Yeah.
Okay.
She'd have to be a bad chick.
A bad...
Woo! She had to be cold-blooded. It's like, yeah, I feel you. It's like, be like, hey, high five. It's like, you already know.
I think I would have a problem with a dude with... I mean, so I'd probably be single for forever and just dating. But I think I would have a problem with a dude with a really high number. Even at this age. Like... I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be single.
Yeah, I would be. I would be racking up my own numbers, but I
Why am I ain't here? My numbers matching his.
Yeah, that'd probably be the only way that I would, like, like let that whole thing go is once my numbers were like matching other people. But I, you know, for me, as I told you, like I purposefully kept my numbers low for whoever my potential husband was going to be. Not that my potential husband was ever going to have to care or even know what my number was.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if when taking this whole thing of wanting to be married, trying to find your soulmate, when taking that seriously, the things that I was doing prior to meeting my soulmate was with my soulmate in mind. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking about you before you showed up.
Yeah, thoughtful.
So, you, I can tell you weren't. He was out here. He wasn't thinking about me when he was with me in the beginning.
You don't know that.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
Nah. So numbers is definitely a thing for you. Like
numbers is a thing. Yeah.
What about the video? Maybe his number's low.
Video, I don't care about.
You don't care about even if it was
Marcus,
him.
The Marcus dude, what's his name? The big porn guy.
Mr. Marcus. Now, if they did it for a profession, that's different.
That's their numbers. That's what I was getting
well,
to.
Their numbers. A dude that does it professionally has high numbers.
Of course. A right. woman that does professionally does anybody.
Exactly. So I'm talking about if this was like a casual video that
yeah,
was
so
leaked.
Is it, that's not a problem with you?
No, not if it was leaked. Now, if they purposefully put it out there for the world to see, like if they were like, yeah. I'm just going to put this out here, I'd be like, oh, no, you want
so
something else.
Even if it was him and multiple people?
If it was, okay, now you already know I have an issue when there are two, if there are too many dudes in the room, I'm already like, what?
What's too many?
More than one.
All right, so... So if it was him, another dude, and a chick,
we're gonna have to have a conversation about.
But it's not a
deal breaker. Yeah. No, we would have to have a conversation because one, I would want to know like what.
See, where? Angel likes way too much detail.
What do you mean? Why do
you
I
like? Like, so what was discussed and made y'all do this?
Yeah, really. Like, is this something that you always want to do? Is this something that you want to do again? Because that's not popping off. Like, I would want to know those things. Like, where? Because a part of that, granted, there are some women who love the idea of that. Like, two guys and just them or multiple guys, whatever. I feel like...
Brisha?
Huh?
No, I'm asking.
Why would you do that? To her? I'm asking. That is so rude.
I didn't even know what you asked.
She ain't even paying attention.
Yes. Oh, if you would have heard, you would have been like, Marcus. I said, you know, there are some people, some women that like to be with two guys and just
like the thought of being with two guys. I was asking, is that something? Is that not you?
No, I don't like to share. Okay. And then I don't think. What do men do? The other one is occupied.
Use your imagination.
They're using other offices.
A man can only do so much. I don't know.
I
refuse to be in a room with another.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that
that's
is
a
not
fight.
That's a fight.
It for me that is not appealing. But what I was gonna say is that also makes me question your point of view on women. Like I said, there are certain women who actually like it and that's what they like. But I feel like from a male perspective, how do you view women in order for you to allow yourself with somebody else
unless
to do this?
We've got to get
to the bottom of why did this happen? It might have just been curiosity and that was the last time. And it was just like, The girl asked me to do it and I was like, all right, and I didn't like it. I never did it again because it's not my jam. But there would be questions and I would need answers and the answers would have to make me feel comfortable to know that I'm never going to wake up one day two dudes like
this is my boy Jerome.
I can't. But yeah, so numbers more so than like a video surfacing or whatever. So how much do you think needs to be revealed if like you all's past have connected before in some odd way, but you don't like, not that you and I dated, but like we find out,
me and your best friend or something.
I wouldn't put it that close because best friend, you would definitely know, like like maybe a past best friend, maybe a distant cousin.
I don't know. That's tricky. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you reveal it or not. I think it depends on how serious it was.
Well, I think eventually it's going to come out, don't you think?
Probably. Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of like
the timely. I don't know.
Because it's kind of like if you wait too long, it's just like, but didn't you know? I know sometimes you don't. And you find out, you such and such.
And you hear about that all the time. It's like, that's her cousin. Dang. Like, do you have that conversation? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, would it do more harm than good? Or just like, hey, by the way, didn't know, but me and so-and-so used to.
Yeah.
Or did you be like, I ain't even know you then.
Mm-hmm.
She got a pass. I got a pass. You got a pass. All God's children got a pass.
Never all God's children got a pass. What type of relationship, like, passed as far as in what made you make you go, like, oh, no, we got to call this quits?
Something like past relationships?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it had to be like a sibling or something. Like even like a cousin. I'm just like,
oh no,
yeah, we didn't know each other then. Or
I can't do no cousin. No, I can't. I can't do no cousin.
Mm-mm. No.
No, I don't think I can do no cousin.
I don't know.
A cousin, like if I had dated someone's cousin, and then years pass, and then I end up dating the other cousin, not knowing at first maybe that they were related, and then finding out, oh, that's your cousin. Ah, I used to sleep with that one. I mean, I think how many years apart would definitely be fall into the equation of, like, if it was over a decade ago.
And if that person's already married to somebody else, I mean, that's free bait. Yeah, true.
She's like, I mean, we could just, you know, get it popping. I think sometimes, especially like growing up where we grew up.
Yeah, paths cross a lot.
Yes, a lot. I mean, people were lucky if they dated me, because you knew who all I was related to, because I don't have any relatives in Kentucky that we didn't bring to Kentucky with us. Like we birthed a couple, but they too young for somebody to be dating them and also have dated me. So, but for me, you know, yeah, I got to know who you related to. But that's what's so great about keeping my numbers low. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't have to cross reference too many folk.
Yeah. I ain't talked to a lot of, like, I don't know. They were kind of spread out throughout Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. What's the most trifling relationship you feel like you ended up in?
I ended up in nothing trifling.
And I want to say, and let me say, I'm using the word relationship very loosely with him, because there was relations, yeah, but not the ship part.
It was, I told you one time I was almost messing with this dude's wife. I didn't know she was married. Till he called me one day. And I was like, I mean, we hadn't done anything, but it was headed there.
What did he ask you?
Well, he act like he didn't know. He act like he was her cousin. And I'm like, don't old chick's cousin just be calling random dudes talking about, do y'all talk? I was like, nah. We don't. I mean, we didn't. I was like, nah, we don't.
Have
I
you seen her in since
nah,
then?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've seen since that conversation.
I haven't had any. The most trifling, I guess, where it's just like a lot of like, ooh, cross paths. There was a dude that I was talking to out here when I lived in Orange County that used to date my ex's sister.
Okay.
That's not that bad, I don't think. She and I aren't related, and he and I have been broken up. Is that trifling?
Nah.
Okay. Is that? I don't know. I was like, is that trifling? It seems.
I didn't hear what you said. You said
you ain't paying.
There was
no
a
mind.
Dude that
I was talking to out here. I won't even say date. We didn't get a chance to date because I end up starting.
And you talk to your ex's sister?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with anything?
I because I knew of it, and I think I was dating the brother when she was talking to this dude.
Okay.
I'm asking if.
No, it's no, I can see. No.
Okay.
Not even the same person involved.
What you mean? Not even the
this
same.
This just related through somebody else. Like, it ain't.
I, like I said, I haven't dated that many. I'm trying to think of it. Is there anybody, any, did I ever talk to anybody that used to be related to somebody else? I don't think so.
Now, we know in your family.
Listen, we're not going to bring up all that. I will say, yes, my sister is married to somebody I used to date.
This is like innocent little dating.
Yeah, right? I used to date him in middle school, like in seventh grade. Like, and we dated for a week. And we didn't even see each other for that entire week that we were dating.
They let you know how innocent Angel is. It's like, yeah, you consider that dating. Like,
I mean, we were boyfriend and girlfriend for that week, and we broke up at the end of that week. Because I was so bored. He was like, "You're a stalker." I was like, "I don't have anything to do."
I did not know that.
It was because I kept calling. This is before cell phones. So I was just calling his number, and I didn't know they had caller ID. And my mother had left me home.
Caller, what?
So I was calling my. I was calling. It was between him, Erica, and another friend. I was just calling, like, somebody go pick up his phone. I am so bored. And then that was the end of it. I was 12.
Yeah,
I was 12. It's still embarrassing, but it was still like the dumbest thing. But yes, yeah, so my sister is married to him now. They've been married for close to 20 years. So they've been together for a minute. Yeah, he's the father of one of my nephews. He's the father of two of my nieces. But yeah, that's probably the most. But like that one was so, it really didn't count. We didn't even swap saliva. That's how like innocent we just said hi to each other at church. That was pretty. No, but I can't think. I feel like I've always tried to play it safe. I mean, yours was kind of like the most scandalous because I was roommates with his sister, but that was.
Again, how does that even.
Because there's a thing. Well, first of all, y'all don't know my sister-in-law, okay? She can be scary. Let's just start there. She's actually sweet as pie, but she also has a side that you don't want to see unless you're ready to go there. And
he got the family fuse. That's all it is.
Yes, he. If you think he has a fuse, which he does, which she I have to edit it out. She's just
hers
as you
goes
said.
To, it's this flame to powder.
That's what we said in the last podcast. That's what she is. It's just the flame to the kaboom. So for me, it was just like I can't holler at him because she's gonna fight me and she gonna win.
And she knew I was trying to get her. She's like, she got a boyfriend, so.
Well, she was the only reason why we ended up started talking is because she told me you were trying to get my number. And I was like,
I was like, go ahead and tell her, get a nose open for me.
Yeah, but if she wouldn't have given me that like license to like, that let me know that she was cool with it when she called me and was like, Marcus, what's your number? And I was like, did you give it? Like, I was mad. Did you give it to him? Give him my number. So like, but if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have, we would have been just flirting for an eternity or until you got tired of flirting with me, but I wouldn't have let you holler. I'd be like, nah,
you cross paths again. Huh? We crossed paths a couple of times, didn't we?
But you didn't get my number until we started dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something. Yeah. So I want to pose the question. Well, Brisha, is there like a limit that you have? Brisha's not in a marriage currently. She is.
Dating.
She's dating. Is there like a number?
You know, that's water, right?
She slurped down like that water like whiskey.
Wine. So, yeah, like it was a whiskey.
I'm dating.
Is
there a number that you like? If like, first of all, do you even ask? You don't want to know numbers, even if it got serious to where you're like, this, I might lock you down. You don't want to know past.
Well, I could probably tell by the way he performs.
That's how experienced Brisha is.
He's like, okay, you've been around here a little bit.
I'm like, oh, okay, you learned that from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But you don't need to know. Mm-mm, because then he wants to know my number,
and you ain't trying to reveal that.
It never goes well.
Never goes well. Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. I mean,
it's always interesting because now that so many, like, everyone's just so sexually promiscuous,
yeah,
all these hyphens and stuff, Nobody, like, you don't know how to, like, when you're dating, bring up, like, so what you got?
Yeah, so here's the thing. It's more so of history, not as far as number, but what were you like? What were you out here doing?
Yeah.
Did your numbers go up just from, like, trying to meet somebody? Y'all doing the thing and you realizing it wouldn't work out? Just repeats of that is one thing, but just like a whole bunch of, just meeting dudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was what I was about to say earlier. It's like, what kind of history do you have? Because, like, I was, we never did anything. I was friends with some girls. It was like, they were always honest. Like, no, I just...
No, yes, we got the baby. Go ahead.
And they, they would just be like, I just like to do my thing. Like, I don't need nobody. I'm like, that's nasty. The other girl, she was like, no, I just, my numbers got up because I was just trying to find somebody. I'm like, I get that. But so I think it depends on the type of history
Because if you go out at night and just are looking for a good penetration of some sort, I need to know that. And low key prostitution.
Uh huh. That's what I feel like a lot of dudes in their 30s are now.
Are doing. And you can't do that and just hop and.
Not in this day and age. God dang.
You know, somebody got something. So. It's just like, well, I'm great. And that's why my numbers are low because I don't want to catch anything. Mm-hmm. But if you just out here just willy nilly. I need to know that.
You need to know if you're willy-nilly. Not the specific number, but what your activity is like.
Yeah, your history. Yeah.
History, like, do you just pull up at a gas station? The type. And be like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
It's not the amount of number. It's the type of number. Yeah.
The type of number and the type of sexual type of person you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a big thing, especially, we're in a time where more people are sexually fluid, and maybe not even more sexually fluid. They're more open about the fact that they're sexually fluid. And I've mentioned in a podcast years ago, one of our first podcasts, I personally will not date a man that's bisexual. He has to be completely hetero. Like, and people say there's like sexuality is a scale. Well, I need you all the way to the end of heterosexual scale. Like
redlining.
Yeah.
like you barely like women.
And that's because you barely like anything. And that's just because I, in my own like self, don't feel like extremely feminine, so I need someone whose sexual energy is so passionate towards women that it makes me feel more feminine. And if you are anywhere in the gray, I'm going to start feeling my like more masculine side, and I'm not going to like that. That's not going to make me feel sexy. It's not going to make me feel attractive. So that's something that we have never had to, like, back in the day, I felt like we knew who, like, was definitely gay and in the closet, and who was, like, just straight, like, just dating girls. Now, you don't really know.
It feels like, I don't know if it's a California thing or is this country. No, because it's Atlanta. It's everywhere. Because it's like, it used to be, it was either one or the other.
And now people are feeling more free to explore where they actually fall on the, because this whole concept of sexuality being a scale is a newer concept to be introduced to the masses. So people are now exploring where do I fall.
We too old for that.
Right.
If I'm at the club and I like a guy, I'll just ask him straight out. So do you like dick or?
Right.
And usually they're like, what? And I'm like, you heard me.
You heard what I said. Yeah. Well, you do. Like, you're not the only person. We have a friend. I'll leave her anonymous. Who literally now that's her thing. When she asks a guy, she has to straight up ask that question. Are you straight? And when she has to be like, and what I mean by straight is heterosexual, not bisexual. Because some men will try to clump that in all together as if you say, are you straight? Are you attracted to women? But the question is, are you attracted to women only? That would be, so all of my questions would just be tied up in all of that. That's why I would be like, are you straight? How many people have you slept with? And probably dudes would be like, I'm not fooling with you, but that.
You gotta ask that stuff. I'd rather know that before I, go out on a date with you and sit and have dinner. I don't want to waste your time.
Because, I don't know. I can only imagine Let me see. I've seen jealous chicks. I couldn't imagine with a jealous dude. Well, like, see, it was a relationship. I don't know.
I don't think that exists because I do feel like, now granted, I'm not a part of this community, so this could all be speculation, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I feel like in the community where, whether it be the gay community, meaning to homosexual males or men who are more sexually fluid, there is a separation between sex and a relationship, and they don't mind still continuing to have sex on the side with each other while one is in a relationship with someone else. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's more of a thing of, oh, I just enjoy this physically. Like, there's a physical element that can be separated from.
Because it's still men.
Yes, from.
It's still men versus.
Yes, exactly. It's still.
I see. Wow.
I have a person right now that's in a sexual relationship with a man and he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that.
But that's the truth. That's why a lot
and
of.
She knows about it.
Because that's the way society is. There's a lot of people. Yeah,
this is a good thing you found me.
Listen, I'm out here, Marcus. I'm out here.
It's a different, it's definitely a different ball game. I was watching.
You're scared for, I'm going to start going out with you. I'm going to sit down, set my piece on like, let's talk.
Like, I mean.
This is a threer.
Yeah.
He'll leave.
You got a filter right here.
But no, but the one benefit, though, that we get, that you get, that women in the 90s weren't getting is...
Honesty.
Yes, you actually get men that are willing to be honest.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, first of all, like, just having this conversation and being open to having a conversation about men, women being open and saying what it is that they're sexually attracted to, so, and what they want, is great.
Yeah. So that's
because I just want the heterosexual.
See, this is crazy. But, so that's a whole different... Because when you think of, like, the area I'm from, you think of player. You think of a dude that just got chicks, lying to chicks. I never considered myself a player, even though... Did you consider me? I never considered myself a player because I was never lying to chicks. I was just like, we cool. When I'm with you, we cool. But if you see me out with somebody else, I'm going to wave. I ain't going to ignore you. I'm like, hey, what's up? Who's that? That's my friend. We're going to keep going. I was always honest.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
Because I was being honest.
No, anyway, a player is not necessarily a liar.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Shut up. Here's my thing, though. But that just that just revealed, because you said dude got
a girlfriend. And is in a sexual relationship.
In a sexual relationship with a dude. And that's like, is that common?
Yeah, listen, when I was writing my sketch, let me go back. When I was writing my sketch, I was having to look up Antoine Dotson. That's the dude who did the Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. Obviously, everyone was aware this is a gay male, right? Antoine, however, has a daughter because he was
like...
Yeah, I knew
that. I think you told me that.
Yes, he was like, my baby mom understands me. She gets who I am. She understands that she... He was like, a lot of girls won't mess with the dude who's in the homosexual community. He was like, so I would consider myself bi. There are women that are more than okay.
Because if you okay with the bisexual dude, I guess you, god dang.
Yeah.
Y'all were going to say, I ain't.
Would you date a bisexual woman?
Absolutely. That's different. Women.
How would you about to say?
But, she want to not be with you. She going to spend time with
it depends.
Her,
it depends, though. Let me see how to put this.
Oh, if she's a masculine bisexual woman, is that what you're about to say?
No, I ain't gonna do.
A butchier woman.
I don't know. I never even put it to that. Like that wouldn't. Like, I see why a woman would like another woman.
Oh, in your head,
it makes
you can
perfect
understand.
Sense. Yes,
but you
have you seen a woman before?
I am one.
You ain't seen a woman before. You don't look at women the way I do. Because I'm like, of course, it's like considered art and everything. Anyway, I can't explain why. For reasons of, I don't want to continue this conversation once this podcast is over. However, I wouldn't mind. I mean, it wouldn't bother me. However, I know plenty of dudes that wouldn't be down for that. I know one in particular, his girl was bi and he couldn't deal with it.
I think the fantasy of it you can deal with, but I think the reality of
now, hold on. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if I'd be cool with her sleeping around with other chicks.
But you would be okay with knowing
without
that.
Me. just going out doing your thing. All right, we together. But yeah, you can just go ahead, like letting your dog loose, run down. Not to say that, you know, it's a pet. But, you know, just let somebody loose, just run around, do whatever you want. That's the same as being with a woman that's, you know, that's heterosexual. And it's like, oh no, you can go date other people. No, I'm not looking at it like that. But it's like, as far as her past or something, I was like, I don't think I would mind.
Oh, if she had a past relationship with women.
Yeah.
Okay.
However,
you'd be like,
there's gray areas to that. There's gray areas. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying. Yeah. I truly think
it's the fantasy of, oh, if she's bisexual, there's the potential that we could have a threesome. I think that's truly the thing that you're hooked into. I mean, granted,
but even if not, it's like, it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother. No. Now, what if she had a tape out there with her and the chick? Would you be like, oh, that's fine?
I have multiple copies.
You are such a hypocrite.
I never said what I thought was right. I'm just being honest right now.
Well, yeah.
And I can name a bunch of people that would agree with me. Guys.
Never. Guys.
I don't know. I mean, Brisha, do you agree? Yeah, you with it? She wouldn't care.
I believe
if her chick had video.
Never quit trying to put Brisha with a chick.
Again, I know dudes that wouldn't be good with that.
Yeah,
it's a double standard. Yeah, but it's honesty. It is what it is.
I just, have you ever dated a chick that was bisexual?
Not that I know. I ain't gonna go down that road. Nah.
However, you think there's one chick that's dabbled that you used to talk to or is currently over there? Let me think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, now that I think about it, mm-hmm. at least two of them.
Never, at least two of them. I wonder.
Just because they was just, you know.
I know free. This is all speculation, but I wonder if that's truly true. If it was something that if you were in the relationship, if your mind would be like, huh, you over thinking about some. I saw you looking at her. Like, because you get mad if I compliment a dude too.
This is the way you compliment dudes. Angel be doing. If I did the stuff that she be doing, you Angel, do.
have they not heard how you talk about Kelly Rowland?
I just say I want me Kelly Rowland.
No.
Brisha, not because you're gonna be biased. Hold on, we at a show last weekend, and this woman was talking about her husband or her and her husband and how they have hall passes, and she said she has 5 hall passes. That's men, celebrity men that she can sleep with if she meets them. She was like, "This is our fantasy." First person that went up, Channing Tatum. This is Angel. Yes, girl.
That's not you making the thanks box. Oh. That's not what, actually, that's not what I did.
That is exactly what you did.
No, that's not. I can tell you what I did. See, this is how I know.
No, like, tell me what you did.
I said, okay, that's a good one. And you said, Angel.
But how quick you said it?
Because I didn't know what... She put up a picture of Channing Tatum. I didn't know what this woman was going to put up here. This is a white lady. I didn't know if she was going to put up some, like, Prince William or something. And I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, Angel's voice rung throughout the entire auditorium. If I did it with a woman, we would have still been talking about that.
Marcus, what you do is way more offensive. Are you kidding me?
Because I said, you know, I'm just...
But to say, okay, that's a good one, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, I want to sleep with him, too.
That's exactly how you reacted to it.
No, that's not. I told you, it's because I truly, this is a white woman from Florida. I didn't know what she was going to put up there. She literally could have put up.
Okay, that's so, all right, so if it was a dude, now a dude up there, okay, that's a good one.
If it was you mean a girl?
Yeah, if it was a dude putting up.
I think. I would expect you to do that.
I have never done anything like it.
Listen, you dang near as offensive. Would it Brisha?
Why are you bringing in Brisha?
Because she right here.
I just said I wanted to meet Kelly Rowland. I've never said anything beyond that. You was like, she married. I was like, I'm married too. I just want to meet her.
Marcus. You right. have said way more things about Kelly.
No, I haven't. Like what? Name them.
Well, I'm not going to say verbatim, but it has been... You know,
what? Say verbatim. What have I said?
You'd be like, oh no, Kelly's the one. She's the one.
I said she's the one out of the group of Destiny's Child because I was like, y'all on Beyonce, which is cool, but Kelly's the one.
The one what? What do you mean?
The one that I'm a fan of.
Oh, it's just the one that you are the most attracted to is not a fan of.
All right.
Come on.
Let's be honest. It's not a fan. It's not like you buying her album.
You said you wanted.
Say exactly what I said.
You gotta do this.
Women, you walked up on Brisha as if she was Kelly Rowland. You remember that? You remember that aggressive?
That was messing with y'all. Yeah, because I'm like, put on FaceTime.
All
right. He calling to get on FaceTime.
I knew I wasn't going to get on FaceTime with no goddamn Kelly Rowland.
Okay, and I know I'm not about to sleep with Channing Tatum. I was just saying, I was like, okay, that's a good one.
I catch Angel all the time, y'all.
Really?
It was the time we was at the amusement park. She still denies it to this day. We walked through this amusement park, and this dude, maybe it was at the gallery, I don't know. This is a dude, you could tell, he's gym buff dude, swole, head on tank top. Dreadlocks, dark skin. Angel goes, "Whoa, damn!" I said, "What?" She said, "Oh, nothing."
Let me tell you now. I don't remember this.
That was her reaction, and I'm just like,
"I don't."
Okay, I was like, "What?" You was like, "No."
But here's
the thing. I even pointed out, I was like, "What him?" She was like, "No, his hair is just long, really neat."
No. I really don't. I don't remember this. But two. Would the same conversation that me and you have about chicks, would you feel comfortable having with me about dudes?
We have them all the time.
What?
About dudes. Because I asked you straight up, is he attractive?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we're like out in public and you be like, Angel, look at her ass.
No, you do that. I've never told you to look at no chick's ass.
Marcus, you have been like, Angel, turn around. You have been.
If it's something absurd, yeah. You know, it don't be like, oh, she's fine. I ain't never pointing no chick at. If it's something absurd, I'll be like, Angel, now look. Turn around right now. Look at this. And we sat there and laughed the way we doing right now. Come on. Don't play me. There's would been times when you pointed out chick's ass to me, and I'm just like, oh, okay. And I act like I didn't see it before you.
See, okay, well, then do the same courtesy. Point out some dude that look good.
I don't know. That's why I be asking you. Like, is that dude attractive? I ask you flat out.
Yes.
And sometimes you'd be like, no. I'd be like, I would have thought people would find him or chicks.
And I always answer respectfully, do I not?
All right, so I'm going to pull that. I'm going to keep that list with me. I'm going to be like, what about him?
I always
answer. That's a good one.
I can start responding like that. But I always answer respectfully. I'm always like, oh, he's attractive. I don't ever go, oh, no, then she's fine as hell.
Do I do that?
You have, definitely.
When?
You've done that with your top list. Oh, yeah, she's on a whole nother level. Yeah.
That's because you ask.
But I'm saying you're the asking. Same. When you ask me, I always answer respectfully. I never go, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't give you
any. You did that one time. You did do that.
Once, you still do it. You still do it.
I do it with the same time. I got the same top five.
Who did I do it with?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
See? Huh?
Yes. The Rock. That's the only one that I do that with.
LL?
What?
I don't know. No, you said his age. Age and the way he looks.
Oh, yeah. He looks great for his... Yeah.
I'm trying to know. It's another one out there.
That would be like Jennifer Lopez to you, I guess.
It's starting to show. It's some
that's what I'm saying. She
face.
Looks great for her age. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying for like LL.
She's still pretty though.
Yeah, he's still
handsome.
No,
I
like,
ain't want them to say, how you gonna say your... No, somebody else I'm leaving. I don't think I know his name.
Idris?
What about it? Yeah, him.
He's attractive.
Just attractive? He ain't on the Rock level?
The Rock is the Rock to me. No, The Rock is the Rock to me. Idris is a very attractive man. No, I'll give him that any day. Like, I would never say, well, no, he could. No, he's attractive.
So give me a few.
A few? Give you people?
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's pretty.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, she used to be higher than what she is now. I think the more popular she got.
Sanaa Lathan.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. That's the calmest he's ever responded to. Sanaa. He had to water that thing down because that's one of his boos. Because
you know she not pretty?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm fully.
It's more so of the character. It's not even the person itself. Like the character she's played, like them characters.
And then Kelly Rowland?
Between her and Sanaa?
He's crazy. Okay, so here's some questions I'm going to ask.
That's how I'd be reacting. I just wanted y'all to see what actually happens.
Pull up the comment of the day so I can do it next.
Here's some
Here's some questions I want to ask you all. One, does your partner's past matter? Is that something you delve into? Are you more so about like, I want, like Risha, I just want to know like what your behavior was like more so than what your specific number is. Are you like me that's just like, let's go ahead and pull your health record? I mean, not to say that that's not what Risha's doing, but I'm like, let's go through your file. How many? With whom? You know, I like to get
let's
into
check
the
your
details.
Dewey Decimal System.
I like
here.
To go through you with a lice comb. Like, let's go through all the things. Where do you flow? Are you a Marcus where you are hypocritical? In what date? You're okay if you're dealing with a female, if she has a history of being bisexual. But
I bet it's a whole lot more hypocritical people out there than is willing to admit.
If you're female, are you willing to date a man? If you're a female that is heterosexual, are you willing to date a man that is potentially bisexual, bicurious, whatever you call it? No, it's just a different day and age, and so a lot of people are now open, and some people just aren't. I don't want to say weirded out by it, but not like turned off by that. So let us know in the comments. You could either leave it on our YouTube channel, or you can leave it to me on Twitter or on SoundCloud. Let us know what you're thinking. You can use the hashtag ITGTCAA. And tell them what the comment of the day is, babe.
Comment of the day is from Sking or S King.
Look, she got the comment of the day. Come on, give it to me.
Oh, really? 3225. She said, heck, my husband told his mom off for disrespecting me in her house.
Yeah. Would you do that for me?
For my mama? No, because my mama ain't crazy. This when I found situations like that, I found a lot of times the dude knows his mama ain't right. And I feel like that would happen in this situation doesn't happen enough. Because I've seen dudes just let their mama just ruin relationships and say whatever they want. Like, if your mama's crazy, no, she's crazy.
Yeah, his mama's not crazy. But if she was, you would have your wife's back?
If she was crazy, yeah.
That's right. You damn right.
But she ain't crazy. So act stupid if you want to. See what happens.
Don't make me slap you. Again, come back in 2 weeks we'll be having this podcast. We want to say a special thank you to our guest, Brescia Webb. Yes. Make sure, I mean, Six Doublets has been out for forever, so if you haven't watched it, I don't know what you're doing. She's also, there's Marlon playing still on Netflix, so if you haven't checked out, season 2 is available as well. Again, you can follow me at That Chick Angel on all social media platforms, and you can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, as well as Marcus Ain't on the Book. And get man shit in manshit.com. And again, we just thank you. Make sure you rate us, comment, all that good stuff. And we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, have a good one.
Deuces.